You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code Bill at checkout. Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, January 16th, 2023, Martin Luther King holiday. Stand up for your country. So no holiday for us. There's too much going on. And, you know, I'm starting to really dislike Joe Biden on a personal level. It's unusual for me. I don't dislike Bill Clinton. Hillary, on the fence. I lean toward disliking Hillary. Don't dislike Bush the Younger. Barack Obama and I had a fairly respectful relationship. Donald Trump obviously is a friend of mine. But Joe Biden, he's doing bad things. And I'm going to give you another bunch of examples here. So he's exploiting the Martin Luther King holiday, first of all. I'm going to prove that to you in a moment. He's basically telling African Americans how they're getting screwed. All right? And the Democratic Party does this all day long. You know that. This is perpetuates the victim class. All right. So the country's, you know, even though we've made a lot of strides, you're still getting hosed. I, Joe Biden, are going to fight against that. OK, so he comes out with a bunch of economic stats today, which look to me to be bogus. But I've asked my staff to fact check them for tomorrow. They just came out. He just gave a speech. I can't just knee-jerk this kind of stuff like most of the pundits on TV do. I've got to really look at the record, and that we have to go back to the primary source material, which is the government reporting. It takes a little time. But believe me, tomorrow I will have what Biden said about the economy and African Americans and what is true. But I can't do it tonight. I wish I could, but I can't. But I got something almost as good. All right, so we're going to analyze how Joe Biden himself is dealing with African Americans, and that is the subject of the Talking Points memo. The situation with African Americans is the same as with white Americans when you view President Biden. So let's take this document thing. So for years, Biden was pounding Trump over Trump taking documents from the White House to Mar-a-Lago that he shouldn't have taken. There's no doubt that that's true. Trump should not have taken those documents. If he declassified them, there's a process for that. Okay? and the former president cannot show that he went through the process. He says he declassified them, but we can't see it. Maybe after this special counsel we'll see it. I don't know. But at this point, it would have been far better off for Donald Trump himself and the country had he left the classified documents in the White House and sent them over to the National Archives. Okay, can we all agree on that? So Biden hammers them this way and that, justifies the FBI raid, which was totally outrageous, never should have happened. And he's doing the same thing, Biden. So whether you're black or white or whatever color you are, you gotta see this. He's doing the same thing. So on Saturday, a White House lawyer finds more documents, six, in Biden's private library in Delaware. That's added to the 10 they found at the Penn Center in D.C. And then they found others in his garage next to his Corvette. And totally, according to CBS News, more than 20 top secret classified documents were in the vice president's possession. Now, on the right wing newscast, they are saying, some people, that Biden had no right, no legal right to take any documents that are marked classified. That is not true. Okay? So Barack Obama issued Executive Order 13526 that gave the vice president the same authority, okay, as a president to declassify documents. Okay, so Biden has that power as vice president. He had it, and Pence had it, according to this document, this executive order, which wasn't overturned. Now, I'm in the business of telling you the truth. Now, how many times have you heard and read that Biden as vice president had no right, no declassification status at all? It must have been 1,000 times if you followed the news. It's not true. However, Biden has no excuse for taking these documents and has not provided any. Why would you do it? For what reason? Now, to be fair, Trump hasn't explained why he did it either. They just say, well, we did it. Now, they don't pack their own boxes. We know that. All right. The General Services accounting people do that. But the president, whatever, is supposed to say, take this, don't take this, take that. But Trump didn't do that. Believe me. So the Democrats, including African Americans, most of them are Democrats, have a big problem with Biden and the documents and the special counsel now looking into him and all of that. I said last week, I don't believe that either Trump or Biden, anything's going to happen to them because they're going to fall back on they didn't know what was in the garage or the basement in Florida. And unless you intentionally do it, there's not going to be anything happened. That's how Hillary Clinton got away with it, even though she did intentionally erase the documents. The FBI said she didn't. She did. Okay. So the media now is a problem because they're aligned with Joe Biden because they hate Donald Trump. The media has a problem now. How to cover this Biden thing. All right, roll the tape.
The Washington Post says the Trump and Biden classified document revelations are not the same. There's no indication at this point either that the scale of information withheld from the government is as large or, more importantly, that Biden or his team endeavored to hide the documents from the Justice Department.
Now, it's worth noting there's one giant difference between these two investigations. President Trump actively defied a subpoena and his lawyer lied on a federal form regarding the return of those classified documents. There was no subpoena in Biden's case.
As you continue to compare what Trump did and what Biden did around classified documents, it can really end up being something that Biden's base can become energized by, because a lot of people are going to say, wait a minute, this only spells out more clearly how egregious what Trump did was.
That's called spit. All three, Washington Post, Chuck Todd, who just lost his blanket mind, by the way. Chuck Todd. I mean, the mask is off, okay? Hey, Chuck, why don't you just resign at NBC and go over and work for Biden? Okay? I mean, be true to yourself, all right? And then Sharpton, representing African Americans, of course. So whatever Biden does is not going to be bad because Trump is worse. Very simple. And it worked in 2020. That's why Biden got elected. I may be incompetent. I may be too old to know what I'm doing, but Trump is worse. And unfortunately, 80 million Americans bought it. Now, that's going to be the same theme in 24 if Trump is the nominee. Same thing. No matter who the Democrats put up, okay, it's going to be Trump is worse. All right, could be Putin. If Putin moves here, gets naturalized, and moves to a state. Okay, the latest is that Putin is going to resign. I can't even tell you. I sit there, my mouth is agape at the so-called news media, backing up nothing. All right, anyway, so the first presidential primary is a year away, January 30th in New Hampshire. And of course, the Democratic Party is trying to change the system so South Carolina votes first because their African Americans dominate the primaries there. What they're trying to do, I don't think they're going to be successful in doing that, but they, anything could happen. Okay, so let's get back then. That's the memo. Let's get back to Biden. So Biden goes down to the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, where Martin Luther King was the pastor. Okay. Dr. King, by the way, would be 94 years old today had he lived. And here's what Biden says. Go.
Progress is never easy, but it's always possible. And the things do get better on our march toward a more perfect union. But at this inflection point, we know there's a lot of work that has to continue on economic justice, civil rights, voting rights. I'm protecting our democracy. And I'm remembering that our job is to redeem the soul of America.
Yeah, we've lost our soul. It's a terrible country. And Joe Biden's job is to redeem us all, like Jesus. Like Jesus. Well, I'm going to redeem us all. This country is so bad. It's horrible. And you African-Americans, you know that. So we need economic justice, which is socialism. Government will give you things. San Francisco, and we're going to do this tomorrow, their recommendation is $5 million cash for each African-American living in the city. Okay? Then civil rights, that means equity, where blacks are first in line for everything. Everything. Okay? Voting rights, I don't know what that is, because more people voted in the midterms in November than ever before, but voting rights, they hate that ID. You can't have that ID. Got to be able to vote now for eight months ahead and 4 months after. Yeah, or you're suppressing voting rights if you ask for that ID, and protecting our democracy, because Trump wanted to take the democracy right away from all of us. Yeah, you know it. You African-American voters know it. So, I mean, this is garbage. Hateful. This is hateful. So that's why I said at the top of the program, I'm starting to dislike Biden, personally dislike him, because I think he's a hater now. I do. Now, you can make an argument that he doesn't know what he's saying, and this is all written for him. That's true. And I don't even think he reads it over, but he might. But it doesn't really matter, does it? He's responsible. This is just hateful stuff. Peddler's victimization to African Americans. Ah, you're getting screwed by this country. Ah, it's awful. Awful. Now, in the face of all that I've just laid out to you, the media is still in Biden's corner, even though they're getting tougher on the document stuff, because I know this to be a fact. The presidents of NBC, CBS, and ABC News have ordered their White House correspondents to ask tough questions about the documents. They were ordered to do it because it's so embarrassing. Their coverage has been so embarrassing pro-Biden. But there was a fascinating soundbite on Sunday, yesterday, out of Fox News. Go.
I think you can just look at the New York Post or Fox News and remember when he announced his election campaign, Florida man announces re-election, page 26.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that the majority of conservative media, Fox first and foremost, has a strong desire to move on from Donald Trump and are not paying enough attention and giving him enough airtime and ink as they used to.
How about that? It's a gutsy soundbite from Mara Liasson. Pretty interesting. All right, let's go to somebody who really follows this stuff even closer than I do. Cheryl Chumley, you know her. We've had her on a number of times. The online opinion editor for The Washington Times, a conservative newspaper, author of the book Lockdown, joins us now from Virginia. All right, first of all, let's get to my growing personal dislike for Joe Biden. I think that might be a character flaw in me. I should not personally dislike him, but he's manipulating people and really harming the country, not just in policy, but in tone. Do you agree?
Well, I don't think it's a character flaw in you. I think it would be a character flaw in those who steadfastly continue to support Joe Biden in the face of all his division of the country, in the face of all his outed lies. This is a president who has been brashly and boldly proclaiming things that are the next day, within hours, proven to be untrue, and yet there's no apology, there's no correction. There's usually only doubling down from the White House. And I do look forward to your fact-checking of his speech today, because like you, I watched his statements about the economy and about blacks and the situation with black voters. And I had several red flags going off myself that here we go, another train of lies.
Well, we have to, though, be very precise and methodical. Yes. And I will lead with this tomorrow in my talking points memo, and we'll source everything. Because like the and that disturbed me, that the conservative media, the anti-Biden media, they jumped on this. Well, Biden didn't have any right to take any classified or documents or, you know, have them in his possession, do anything. That's not true. And it took us a week to find this loopy executive order that Obama signed. Did you know about that executive order?
No, I listened to your talking points with great interest because you are the first I heard report on that.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. The only thing I would say to that is that just because Barack Obama signed an executive order does not mean, constitutionally speaking, that Joe Biden, in fact, has the right to declare himself czar of deciding whether he can take documents. That
no, but it gives him a legal precedent in any kind of action. Okay.
Yes.
So look, everybody knows Biden has not explained why there are classified documents in his garage. I mean, it's absurd when you think about this. In his garage. In my garage, I got a boxing bag and I went over it. I said, do I have any classified documents in this? That's an easy question. Why do you have them in your garage? Why? Who put them there? Did you know they were there? Did you read them? And, you know, that's what I mean. He'll never, in his mouthpiece, Jean-Pierre, will never even address it. But that's, I guess, why we have the special counsel. I guess he's got to issue some kind of report on that. So anyway, I look forward to it. Let's look forward now. So we got two House committees, and I know you're following this very closely, Cheryl. We have the Judiciary and the Oversight Committees, all right? And the Judiciary Committee is headed up by Jim Jordan, who's a bulldog and very, very anti-Biden. And it's going to look into a couple of things. The documents, they've already said, we don't really trust the Justice Department and the special counsel. We, the Judiciary Committee, so we're going to look at it, too. And they're going to look into whether Hunter Biden gave Joe Biden money when Joe Biden was vice president, gleaned from the foreign businesses that paid Hunter Biden. Those are the two big headlines. Let's take the Hunter Biden thing first. How do you think this is going to shake out?
Well, I think all these committee investigations, including that particular one regarding Hunter Biden, is going to shake out in much the same way that the Twitter files released by Elon Musk through various reporters have shaken out. It's going to confirm and give factual basis for what we already suspect, those in the conservative and critical thinking side of things in America, that Hunter Biden has very deep connections that should have prevented Joe Biden from being president, or at the very least, raise red flags in even the mainstream media, and they're largely ignored and covered up by the media.
But that is a case that wouldn't get Joe Biden kicked out. If he took money and didn't put it on his tax returns, as you know, he's released his tax returns. There's no Hunter gave me $500,000 on it, okay? That would get Biden out of there. That would destroy him. So what are the odds that that happens?
You know, I'm not very optimistic when it comes to true accountability on whatever findings come from any of these committees, even the newly created committee weaponization of government, and especially the China committee that's supposed to be bipartisan. I don't think that there is ever real true accountability for some of these politicians, not in this lifetime. But I am optimistic about changing the narrative in much of the media and changing even and educating the minds of independent thinkers in America. So next time we go to the ballot boxes, we may have some more informed voters.
Okay, so you don't think Jim Jordan's going to nail that thing down about Hunter giving Joe money?
I think he may actually nail it down, but I don't think in the end it's going to matter because the media is going to carry water.
But it's a crime.
Like you just,
it's a crime. If he didn't, if Joe Biden didn't put that on his income tax return, that's a crime. That's a felony.
But you named Hillary Clinton, right, as obvious criminal whitewashing of records. And where's the accountability for her? How many politicians are guilty of crimes that you know?
But this
right?
is different, though. This is bribe money. I don't know whether Jordan's going to do it or not. I mean, I think he wants to do it, but I don't know if it's there. I don't know if Hunter Biden gave his father money. But if he did, no matter what the media does, not going to get away with it. All right. Now, the Oversight Committee is now looking into classified documents. Both committees are looking into the documents. But it's also investigating the FBI and the accusation that the federal government, through the Justice Department, helped elect Joe Biden. Are you optimistic that the Comer, James Comer from Kentucky, that his committee is going to get that?
Between James Comer and Jim Jordan on the weaponization of government looking at similar issues, yes, I think they're going to be able to show clear infractions on the part of our intel sources and so forth. But again, as far as accountability, if the expectation here is handcuffs and jail time, I think we need to lower our expectations on that.
Yeah, because that's going to happen under Merrick Garland and the Justice Department. But remember, these investigations take forever. Mm-hmm. And if there is a Republican Congress next time, Senate goes Republican and a Republican president, there is a statute of limitations there. They can go back and get these guys. But you're right. It's a very, very difficult thing to do. Last question. I believe that our government is corrupt now. And I've said that on the radio a number of times and on this broadcast as well. I think we have corruption in this country, largely because the media no longer, as you pointed out, holds politicians they like accountable for corruption. So a Hillary Clinton gets a pass. And once you have no watchdogs at all, nobody informing the American people at all, yeah, you got Fox News, but even Fox News, as you heard, is they're going a different direction. I'm not quite sure what direction it is, but they're going a different direction. But if you have a media that's not going to hold the politicians accountable, which is what the founding fathers wanted, then you're going to have more corruption and more corruption. That's what happens in Russia. I mean, that's what, you know, whatever Putin says is great because the press is going to get a bullet in the back of the head if they go up against him. Now, it's not a bullet in the back of the head here. It's a mass groupthink here. You're in D.C. You know what the groupthink is, Cheryl.
Yeah, and you lay out the sad and sorry state of affairs of America right now, right? It's not just the media's failure to hold corrupt politicians accountable. It's the American public's open acceptance of the media's failures that is really the force behind driving this open corruption in government. And, you know, the only thing you can do is keep fighting and exposing the truth and doing your job as a representative of the media and hope that in the end, the American people will rise up and fight back against this corruption. Because you're right, we're headed down a path of a third world communist type nation.
Well, we're headed down the Rome path is where we're headed. If yes. you want to really make an accurate historical analogy, many, many Americans are apathetic. They just want things from the government. As long as they get what they want, they don't care about corruption. They don't care about violence in the street. They don't care about open borders. They don't care about any of that. Just gimme, 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 gimme. That is absolutely growing. Cheryl, as always, a very stimulating conversation. Thanks very much. And I hope we could talk again soon. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming. Might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt, a billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Okay, Martin Luther King holiday, as we mentioned, 1983, it was made that by Congress. And there's a poll out. I don't trust this poll. It's YouGov, 1,500 adults online, no political affiliation. They didn't bother to do that. I don't trust this poll at all. But it's my job to report what is around. So do you think the Martin Luther King birthday should be a federal holiday? 55% say yes, 24% no, 21% not sure because they don't even know who Martin Luther King is. That's 21%. Democrats, 74% say yes, okay? 12% say no. Republicans, 39% say yes. 37% of Republicans say no. MLK Day shouldn't be a federal holiday. And that was, of course, the media headline, that 37% of Republicans. Now, I wrote a message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com. I hope you will read it based on history. And I am a reporter slash historian. I think I'm unique in that in this country. I come at it from that point of view. There's no question that Martin Luther King Jr. should have a federal holiday. There's no question. I mean, what he accomplished was an amazing thing without violence. And he was a man who, yes, if you read Killing Kennedy, we lay it all out, okay, about Martin Luther King and how he had a very dicey private life and how J. Edgar Hoover, who hated him, and Hoover was very corrupt. J. Edgar Hoover, very corrupt man. Was trying to get him, and the Kennedy brothers were in between, John the president, Bobby the attorney general. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. And King never trusted the Kennedys, ever. I got it all in Killing Kennedy. It's all documented. But King was a brave, brave man. And in the 1960s, black Americans were not getting equal opportunity in America, and it wasn't even close. It wasn't even close. And King turned it around. Took a while, and it took his life. So he deserves the holiday. All right, let's go on to abortion. This is an amazing soundbite. So there is a congresswoman named Nancy Mace who is trying to get laws that make it more difficult for American women to get abortions. NBC News is covering Ms. Mace. Go.
She was, as she described herself, pro-life, and that she felt that it was important to vote for these measures despite their potentially politically damaging or politically unappealing appearance, if you will, for future voters.
Let me just interrupt and say that pro-life is a term that they may, that an entire group wants to use, but that is not an accurate description.
I'm using it because that's the term she used to describe herself, Andrea.
So now she unmasks herself, Andrea Mitchell, as a loon. I mean, if you oppose abortion, you're pro-life. Because the fetus allowed to develop becomes a human being in his birth. That's a life that will be led. If you abort the fetus, the life disappears. But Andrea Mitchell, you know, this is what I mean. This is NBC, top to bottom. Top to bottom. Chuck Todd, Andrea Mitchell, Joe Scarborough, you just name it. Right down the line. And that's who we're talking about. How can you possibly have honest news coverage? You can't. All right, this distressed me because I'm a big hockey fan, big Islanders fan. Okay, National Hockey League, I've been following it since I was a kid. I played high school ice hockey. Love the sport. And the NHL, I used to like them, but now I don't know what the heck they're doing. So last year at this time, a little in December of 21, Donald Trump and I went to the Florida Panther Arena in Fort Lauderdale for the Trump-O'Reilly History Tour. Well, in that very building, they had the NHL job fair where the National Hockey League posts jobs and tells people, if you want to work for us, here's what you have to do. However, on the internet, it says that you can't go to that job fair unless you identify as female, Black, Asian, Pacific Islander, Hispanic, Latino, Indigenous, LGBTQ, you know, and or a person with a disability. Well, immediately, Governor DeSantis of Florida goes, no, you're not having a job fair. It's discriminatory. And the NHL pulls back. Says, okay, everybody can go. But they tried to pull this. I think it's Gary Bettman, the commissioner. I mean, what is this? What is this? And then as you investigate deeper into the NHL, their website has a page called Committing to Change, which features systemic racism and white privilege. There's also a section introducing inclusive thinking to children. What is going on? Did you know any of this? I didn't know any of this. Jeez. I mean, it just creeps. It just creeps. This woke business. But anyway, DeSantis, you know, he is. Woke goes to Florida to die. That's accurate. Smart life. All right, Holly the Terror Dog does not have pet insurance. I made the decision not to get it because it runs about $1,300 a year with the deductible. And the Terror Dog's in pretty good shape. I keep her moving and this and that. But every time I have to take the Terror Dog to the vet's killing me with the bills. Killing me. She has an ear infection, this and that, $500, $600. It's crazy. So we looked into this. If you have a dog or a cat, all right, there are a number of pet insurance companies out there. Pumpkin, Spot, Fetch, Lemonade, and there are more. The premium runs about $720 a year. But there's a $500 deductible. That gets it up to about $1,300. You know, if your dog is healthy and younger, I don't know if it's worth it or not. But if your dog gets older, it is worth it. Because those dogs go down, and this covers surgery, dental and gum disease, you know, cancer, all of that. So again, pumpkin spot fetch lemonade, check them out, make your own decision. But in the smart life category, you got to protect your assets. And if you have a pet and that pet gets sick, you're going to be in for a shockingly high bill. All right, this day in history is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. One more word about the Reverend. So we are more polarized racially today than we were in 1983 when the holiday came about. And it's because of what I told you at the top of the program. Because the Democratic Party exploits racism. And all you had to do was look at that terrible killing in Minneapolis and the riots that stem from it, the George Floyd case. They exploit it to get votes. So the only reason that Hochul won the governorship of New York was because 90%, 90, of African Americans in New York City, and they are the victims of way more than whites of violent crime, voted for Hochul against Lee Zeldin, who would have cracked down on violent crime. Hochul will not. So they are succeeding in getting African-American votes, the Democratic Party. But in order to keep that up, they have to continue the division. It'd be very interesting to see how a guy like Martin Luther King, who really was his own man, would think about that. And I don't know. I just don't know. But anyway, this day in history, as I said, Dr. King would have been 94 years old. Okay, quick break. Some people disagreeing with me on the mail front, which I always like. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Back in a moment with the mail.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Okay, here is the mail. David Hernandez, Conway, Arkansas. The special counsel to investigate Joe Biden will be the same as the rest. No results. Provide cover for witnesses. Nobody can answer questions due to an ongoing investigation. That'll be interesting to see, David, if your prediction is correct. If these congressional committees subpoena people and they come in and go, you know, I can't. It's only the law enforcement officials who can't comment. Everybody else can comment. And the law enforcement officials could comment if they wanted to. There's no law against it. Joseph Arino, Bronx, New York. Bill, why were President Biden's lawyers searching his offices and home anyway? Would seem that high-powered lawyers wouldn't be doing something like that as routine. Well, I mean, that's why the special counsel is there. He's supposed to find that out. Sharon wasn't established when President Trump left office. The GSA was responsible for packing up his papers and having him shipped to Mar-a-Lago. Yes, General Services does all that. But the people in power, the president, vice president, senators, whatever, they say, take this, don't take that, take this, don't take that. GSA doesn't make those decisions. Diane Benson, West Caldwell, New Jersey. Bill, do you ever wonder if years ago Obama said, Joe, get rid of these boxes for me? Think of the content, Ukraine, Iran. Diane, the conspiracy stuff is everywhere. I hope you're not invested in it. But no, I never really wondered about that. Catherine, Hunter's laptop news suppressed before the 2020 election. Biden's classified documents suppressed before 22. What will happen before 24? I don't know. But the Biden information was suppressed by Biden himself about the documents, not by the media. And the media did suppress Hunter Biden, no doubt about it. Arthur Smith, Fredericksburg, Texas, in the Hill Country. Been there. Great place. The classified document solution is simple. Don't let the president or vice president take the documents. Okay, but that's the law now. You got to declassify before you can take them. The law is okay. Law is there. It's just being ignored. Or so it seems. Dina Holman, Manchester, New Jersey. I strongly disagree with you, Bill, about your current legal immigration numbers. If you have 1 million or more a year, what about chain migration? I heard one legal immigrant brings about 20 new immigrants, inflating the total numbers. Well, look, there is some chain migration, but it's not, they can just bring them in. They got to go through the process. And if you wanted to limit that, you pass a law. It says, here's the legal immigration. Here's who you can bring, who you can't bring, and you define it. But we need legal immigrants in this country, Deanna. We need them. You know, do the jobs that other people don't want. And that's true. They don't want them. Carol Harrington, Rochester, New York. Really enjoy your appearances on Cuomo's show. You're a legend. It's nice to see a side of Chris Cuomo that was never exposed on CNN. And it's always good to get both sides of a story. I will be on Cuomo's News Nation program on Wednesday. That looks like my slot now, every Wednesday. So I think it's good. I think it's working out okay. But if you see something that you don't like, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com. Robert Wellhofer, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, another cliche from the get-go, as bad as at the end of the day. No, it's not as bad as at the end of the day because every athlete now, everyone, at the end of the day, we have to win the game. Overused. Lake Ulbrich, DeHannes, Texas. I don't know that town. I thought I'd been to everywhere in Texas. HANIS, Texas. So, O'Reilly, I'm absolutely loving Killing the Killers. The descriptions are vivid. Put you right in a moment. One of the most fascinating books I've ever read. Well, Luke, I appreciate that. Killing the Killers and Killing the Legends, still going strong. I mean, we had two books out last year, and they're both phenomenal bestsellers. There's Killers. Throw Legends on up there. We appreciate, everybody who gets these books, they love them. So if you haven't read them, I hope you do. And we have a big sale. They call it the Doorbuster Sale. No idea what that is, but if you go to BillO'Reilly.com to the store, you get the Doorbuster Sale. So Holly, the Terror Dog, and me, we're almost giving you this picture. Throw darts at it. Don't hit the Terror Dog, though. Throw in my countenance. And then all the Christmas ornaments, a half off. God Bless America, three-pack. Discounted. And then we have new products that aren't discounted. We have no spin mugs and all of that. So we got a lot of good stuff in case you got to give a gift or you want to give yourself a gift. Always good to give yourself a gift once a month. Word of the day, no tapery, T-A-P-E-R-Y, when writing to the No Spin News. Okay, back with final thought in a moment.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age. And work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's PolicyGenius.com. Here is the final thought of the day. So, the average consumer for television news is 70 years old. They fudge the numbers a little, but it's 70, okay? And it's going up. And the 25 to 54s, that the advertisers like, because they're mobile, these people are out and about, 25 to 54, they're going down. When I did the factor, it was not unusual for me to do 1 million people in the 25 to 54 demographic. Now, if they get 350,000, they're thrilled. And MSNBC and CNN never get 350,000. Fox, though, you can see it just coming down like this. Now, the danger in that is that pretty soon, I'd say 15 years, the television news is going to be obsolete. Okay, it's not going to be there anymore. Because the younger people are saying, this is boring. We don't want it. We can get our information on the net. Even though it's not accurate, I don't want to sit there and watch something that's boring for a half an hour or an hour. That's what it's about. It's boring. All right, now I try to keep this newscast moving. And we got a lot of different stuff that you never hear about on the corporate media, ever. So we think we're providing a valuable service, and our viewership is expanding because of our partners. We got 100 radio stations now carrying the No Spin News at night, all right? That didn't exist even a year ago. And now, you know, our television distribution is worldwide. We get people boom, 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 boom. So I can't even figure it all out because I'm not an internet guy. But I think what we're doing is providing honest information that's important to your life, and that's working. While the others are kind of repetitive and sleepy, and it's not going well for them. Thank you very much for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We will see you tomorrow.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.